Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. Please lie or even sit in a comfortable position. Have your spine in a fairly straight line. Allow your eyes to be closed or at least soft and relaxed. And take your attention inside. Be aware of how you feel right now. Aware of how your body feels, perhaps noticing any aches or pains, any other areas of discomfort, maybe areas of comfort. Be aware of your energy levels. Aware of your mood, your mind state. Just observing yourself for a moment in a friendly, kind way. And then bring your awareness to your breath. Can you feel your breath at the belly? Allow your belly to gently rise and expand as you breathe in. And then fall and relax as you breathe out. Take a few more breaths like that, breathing in, belly rises. And breathing out, belly falls. Keep breathing comfortably, but can you shift your awareness now up to the center of your chest? And imagine that in the center of your chest you had a set of nostrils. And imagine your breath moving in and out through the center of the chest. Keep imagining the breath moving in and out through the center of the chest. But breathe in for a count of four. And breathe out for a count of four. Continue like that for a few rounds. Don't count so slowly that there's any straining with your breath. It's actually best to keep the breath fairly comfortable. You just want the in-breath and the out breath to be equal. In for four and out for four. Keep going with that, but now breathe in for four. And then hold your breath in for a count of four. Breathe out for four. And hold the breath out for a count of four. So that now the four parts of your breath are fairly equal. Your mind wanders, which is quite normal. Just come back to the breath when you realize, come back to that counting. next time you breathe out, leave the counting. Leave any controlling of your breath. Feel your body. Be aware of how you feel now, what your mood is like. So now we're going to do a metta meditation. It's a very classic Buddhist meditation. And metta translates roughly as friendliness. Sometimes people translate it as loving kindness. It's really about using certain words and phrases to kind of rewire your brain, rewire your thoughts, turning them around towards yourself so that you can become your own friend. Also directing it towards others, directing friendliness towards them, not so that it necessarily affects them, but it inclines your mind towards friendliness for you and for others. It can be a really useful meditation if you experience anxiety or depression or any kind of difficulty in your life, just to settle into yourself and just wish the best for yourself. It can be very beneficial. Sometimes at first the words or the phrases can feel a bit stilted, or maybe you don't feel very genuine with them, but that doesn't matter. You just continue repeating the words. If you can even have the feeling that the words produce, feel that and feel what that's like for you as you say them. You might notice that the feeling you have starts to change in how you relate to the words that you're saying. You just have your awareness on the center of your chest. You're just that light, natural breath, imagining the breath coming in and out through the center of the chest. Breathe comfortably and naturally. Just lightly keep your attention there. Now I'll say the phrases. Then you just mentally repeat them after I say them, a bit like an echo in your mind. You're breathing easily. You say to yourself, may I be safe and protected. May I be at peace. May I live in this world with kindness and ease. Breathing in and out through the center of your chest. May I be safe and protected. May I be at peace. May I live in this world with kindness and ease. And how does it feel to wish that for yourself? May I be safe and protected. May I be at peace. May I live in this world with kindness and ease. Okay, so Now, can you bring to mind somebody that you care about? Somebody that you have sort of warm, friendly feelings towards, whether it's a friend or a family member, even a pet is really good. And just hold that person in your mind, in your heart. Start to direct this well-being towards them. So may you be safe and protected. May you be at peace. May you live in this world with kindness and ease. May you be safe and protected. May you be at peace. May you live in this world with kindness and ease. May you be safe and protected. May you be at peace. May you live in this world with kindness and ease. Just take a moment to think about how, just as you want to be safe and peaceful, live in a kind world, that all people, all beings and animals want this too. Just somehow think of the whole world, however you can do that. Think of all beings. Just mentally repeating after I say the words, may all that lives be safe and protected. May all that lives be at peace. May all that lives live in this world with comfort, kindness and ease. May all that lives be safe and protected. May all that lives be at peace. May all beings live in a world with kindness and ease. Breathing in and out through the center of the chest. May all that lives be safe and protected. May all that lives be at peace. May all that lives live in this world with kindness and ease. And let the words go. Notice how you feel now. Feel your body, your whole body. Imagine that you could somehow breathe in through your whole body. Breathe out through your whole body. As if you could somehow breathe in through the pores of your skin. Breathe in through your whole body. And breathe out through your whole body. When And you breathe in through your whole body. Imagine that the breath is filled with the feeling of peace. So that as you breathe in through your whole body, you're filling your body with the feeling of peace. And then breathing it back out in all directions, out into the world. Breathing in peace. And breathing out peace. Let that go. Be aware of how you feel. You can rest as long as you like. Take your time to slowly come back. When you're ready. Thank you for listening. Namaste.